Welcome to Wellness Radio with Dr. Jeanette Gallagher as your host. Her show discusses topics of health, wellness, and spirituality, and is about discovering your place in this great universe, from your cells to the cosmos. Along with her guest, in casual conversation, she strives to ask the difficult questions that may be holding you back from a vibrant life, and shares new ideas that may inspire you to make a change in your life that you only can see in your dreams. And now, here is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Wellness Radio. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and it's a pleasure to have you with us here this evening. Tonight, we are going to be talking about our body structure. What is that about? I don't know about you. I'm in my 60s, and that word exercise, I've never danced with it. I didn't entertain it. I was busy all the time. And when we think about it, we say, is that mean I have to go to the gym? Oh, no way, Jose. Can we increase the strength in our body, our mind, and our physical entity just by doing some moves, being able to strengthen our muscles and our physical form, while also, too, working with the mind, intention, and being able to say, how can we take this physical human structure we have and bring it up to its best form possible in this moment? Does that mean that my knees that are really lousy, I'm going to go jogging down the street? Probably not. However, I could do a whole lot of upper body exercises, and I could also strengthen my knees from a different position. Maybe it's not the same as we've thought before. What exercise is all about? Is it about being able to do things with machines and saying, this is the way the machine goes? Oh, no, you have to do the way the machine goes because that's the way it's meant to be. Can we learn the flow of our body, how to work with it, and how to create its inner conversation with us? Truly, that's a whole lot of information. But what it really means is, how can we engage in the world, keep our body moving, a nice, good flow and strength? How do you do that? Today, my guest is Tammy Weiss. Her book is The Art of Strength, Sculpt the Body, Train the Mind. And it's the Body Logos Practice. Tammy, thank you so much for joining us today. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Tammy, don't you think that concept of the body has kind of shifted over the decades, yes?
Yes, and I'm very glad it has.
What
I feel is really important now that we're starting to think about how movement can become an active meditation is how we actually relate with gravity versus how we relate with just an outside resistance typical
right.
to a gym workout.
You know, I think the idea when we think of exercise, we always say we're going against getting fat. We're going against getting lazy. We're going against what I have to do. It's always, what are you resisting? And it's almost like you're always in the gym doing resistance, right? And you end up, you know, saying, I have to work out things. I'm angry. I'm mad. I'm frustrated. I'm tension. So if we're always doing this, quote, resistance thing, are we learning to honor body in the first place, or are we always saying there's a competition and a resonance that just doesn't fit that we have to fix?
Well, I do think that what you're describing is being on a constant chase. You know, if you're always thinking that strength is that carrot on the string out in front of you, then you're always going to be chasing it no matter how strong you get. So I think what is more useful is to be in the gym or be in your workout, wherever that might be, to experience your relevance, joy, value, strength, success now rather than chasing it to be something that you're developing that you'll get later. You know, it's really about the now.
Right. You know, we look at the, and the man took me inside just to show me around, and he said, and here's the room we have for the overweight patrons who don't like to be out with the rest of the community. And I went in, and all of the machines faced the wall. And I'm like, So what really is the purpose of shaming and guilt in the gym in the first place? And you just perpetuated it, you know?
Yep.
And it was just such an idea of, is a gym a concept of perfection of body? Is that the quest everyone's on and they're always, you know, comparing themselves to everyone?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it going into a place where you can energetically feel the energy and tap into that?
Yeah, you know, I do think that the gyms, to a great degree, have become a caricature of themselves. It's all bigger, faster, louder, and as opposed to being really connected and sharing being in the body together and enjoying the process. Instead, it has become a very competitive thing that really makes it not very inviting for a lot of people. So what I really love about Body Logos, my method, which means the body's divine wisdom, is that it's always about connecting to yourself. It's not about anybody else. It's about connecting into you and seeing how you feel today versus what you're thinking about today. It's just really starting to distinguish the difference between thinking and feeling. And, you know, your mind is a thinking organ. Your body is a feeling organ. So the only way to really get into how you feel about yourself, about life, about the direction you're going, is to be in the body.
Right.
So yeah, I think that one of my frustrations with bringing Body Logos out into the world is that to bring it into a gym environment has been quite challenging.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, I think the idea is, so you want me to change and be something else now? In other words, I think the idea is, whether you're in a gym mentality, whether you're interested in working with your body, or if you're saying there's no way, Jose, I think many times people will say, I'm just not quite sure of my body, what it can do, and how it would like to be in motion, because I've been kind of running this ego game or this mind game in the first place, and I kind of just, you know, I'm like a duck, follow like the duck every day and do what I'm, quote, supposed to do. Sometimes when people try to step out and say, my body is telling me something, maybe I might have another option. Is that available to me? That's when, once the key turns in the door, you can't go back. You have to go forward, and that's when you find something like this, yes?
That's right. Body Logos is an east-west approach to strength that helps you feel relaxed on the inside and strong on the outside. So you're really available for all of those questions. Like, I don't know what my body can do is a perfect way to enter into any situation. Live in the I don't know. Allow it to unfold. Instead of having an expectation or demand that you're placing on yourself, let every single day, every workout, every self-analysis be anew.
Right. It surely makes a huge difference, don't you think, when you can flip that concept? Because once you flip that concept, things like, do you mean I can't go to fast food anymore? You'll be like, you know what? I just don't have that appeal anymore. In other words, your perception of what you choose to bring to you totally changes.
And the crux of that is that when you start to live and feel rather than living and think, you know how you feel after you eat food that isn't really that good for you. So you don't want to feel that. So it isn't about being good. It's about feeling good.
Right. You know, and I think a lot of different concepts come up, because definitely let's use the concept of food. I had gone somewhere and I looked at the menu and it just couldn't resonate with me. And the people that I was with said, well, you know, this is all there is. This is what you have to eat. And I kind of went, all of a sudden it triggered something in my thoughts. I said, survival, lack of. And I said, you know what, I probably don't choose to eat right now, but I'll just sit here and enjoy the company. Mm-hmm. And then on the way out, I picked up something else, like fruit or something like that. Mm-hmm. But I think sometimes we say, And can we make the choices and the changes that maybe our own self is guiding us towards in contrast to all that is available around us?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, it's one of the good things about Google right now is that when you get up against that, where you feel like, you know, let's say you want to work out. I want to start an exercise program, but going to the gym isn't really appealing, or anything that you know of that's in your area isn't appealing. You can Google all sorts of things to try to figure out what other options there are out there. It's a really wonderful, expansive way to find something that might be right up your alley. So there are always options. There are always choices.
Right. And I think sometimes, too, people will say, well, there really isn't. And I'll say, you know what, then, you know what, bless the food and say thank you and that you get the best from your food. And that's about having a conscious intention and saying, I'm not going to be in resistance. If this is truly all there is, then, you know what, I'm going to welcome it. Don't you think sometimes we say, let's use, that's a perfect example to, when you're really not feeling well and your body says, I really don't feel well today, and you're saying, you know what, I don't need to do those aerobics today. I don't need to do leg lifts today, and I can make a conscious choice and say, maybe I will just do leg rotations. Maybe I will do Pilates. Maybe I will do something different. Don't you think it's about learning the dance of honoring self?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, one of the aspects of Body Logos is looking at the body as a blueprint of your emotional makeup. We hold various emotions in various muscle groups in the body. And so when you're feeling pain or tension in a certain area, or if your posture is chronically collapsed in a certain area, it's indicative to whatever that emotional component is. So it starts to give you a direction to start looking at yourself and looking at a bit more deeply into certain elements of your life that are unresolved. We want to get to the place, I mean, we all have a life story. Some of us have trauma, but all of us have disappointment. And, you know, all those various grays between disappointment and trauma, if not resolved, does sit in the body as tension until it is resolved. And so the body is always able to communicate with you about what it's time to start looking at. I mean, why does certain pain come forward at certain times? It's getting triggered for sure, but it's like it's saying it's time to look at me. And it's not about fixing. It's about aligning.
Right.
You can't change your past. You can't change the disappointment or trauma, but you can shift your response to that. Shift your relationship with that. So it's gentler. I mean, you could think about tension. You were talking about how everything is resistance. Well, tension is resistance.
Right.
And so just add all of the various pockets of tension that you have in the body with gravity, and that's what you're carrying around every day. That's the load you carry every day.
Yeah. And don't you think Body Logos is truly about energy creation, engagement, and movement?
Yes, it's about, personally, Body Logos has been, for me, a spiritual practice.
Right.
I look at my bones' alignment with gravity as a spiritual relationship. I feel like I'm plugged into a source energy. I mean, the universe is infinite. If I'm out of alignment and I'm not feeling gravity help hold me up, I'm having to hold myself up. Now I'm just using up the resources of my own energy. And, you know, we all die. We need to plug into something bigger than us. And with Body Logos, my method, it's gravity that we're plugging into.
Right.
And so tension pulls us out of that alignment. So it isn't so much about having perfect posture, like, say, a militaristic viewpoint of posture, which is still riddled with tension. You might be upright and straight, but it's still riddled with tension. It's about having a relaxed relationship with gravity so that you can begin to feel the places that your bones are being pulled off of that precision with gravity and creating the balance in your muscular system.
Do you think also, too, first off, the first step is acceptance of the body that you have. In other words, are we all, just as you said, meant to be this? You know, as you see the skeleton, you know, hanging up on the little hook, this is how everything should be. You know, I know.
Yeah, just start from there, not from the mirror image.
Right. And I think that also, too, sometimes when we believe that everything has to be in perfection of alignment is when we get into a whole lot of trouble. You know, people come to me all the time as physician. They say, well, you know, I want to get back to, I want to fix what's broken and everything will be fine. When in essence, is that essentially the truth?
Yeah. So that's complicated. There's lots of layers there.
Mm-hmm.
The minute you start addressing yourself or someone else as broken, then, or as something that needs to be fixed, then you're actually saying, you're actually starting from the premise of being broken instead of strong. So there the chase begins. So
yeah.
If we want to not be chasing and just say, I want to right now in this moment stand in my strength, then we just connect to our bones, align with gravity, see where we're pulling ourselves out of our own strength and alignment, and release that. I mean, it's really about surrendering into our strength because we're already strong. But if we start building from a place of tension, which is, in this case, believing we're broken, right? If we start from that place, we're building more tension in the effort.
Yeah.
So we actually have to start from believing and recognizing that we're already strong. There is nothing to chase. It is an unveiling of the tension that steps us into our strength to then start growing from that place, which doesn't feel so harsh and hard and perfect. It's more like an exciting unfolding. It's a curiosity. I wonder what it would feel like to do this. I wonder if I can lift that much. I wonder what would happen if I did this. It all becomes based on curiosity, not based on fixing.
Isn't it also, too, about knowing all parts of your body? You know, so many times you can have people say, well, this is the exercise, and they're really looking for using the large muscle groups. And when, in essence, what really holds your body together are these teeny tiny muscle groups and filaments and attachments that you say, wow, you know, I keep doing the big, you know, exercises and nothing seems to get better for my back or my shoulders or my elbow or whatever it might be. When in essence, it isn't the big muscle group that's the issue. It's sometimes those little tiny tendrils that just seem to be saying, would you stop moving in that one direction? I'm trying to dance in another. Isn't that the way to maybe shift your perspective?
It is. I will say this about all of those little connecting muscles that are predominantly in, you know, passing through the joints, close to the joints, is when our focus is on movement versus, so let's just take strength training. If you're thinking about the movement instead of the muscle's connection to the resistance, then you're probably going to feel it in your joints because that's where movement happens, in your joints. So your actual attention is on the wrong thing. So movement, it's fine to think about movement when you're in a dance class or you're in aerobics or something like that, but when you're up against resistance, your focus of attention needs to change. You need to feel the muscle you're intending to work connect to the outside resistance very clearly before you even begin to move. And so there's always two things happening. There's the contracting muscle and its opposite, releasing muscle. So I always say to people, start with the release. So let's just say you're doing a bicep curl. So you know you're going to contract your bicep, but your elbow's moving, right? So how often do people feel their bicep curl stressing their elbows or their shoulders?
Right.
Because they're not thinking about the muscles, they're thinking about the movement. So if
right.
you were to instead think of the release of the tricep under the elbow, under the wrist in the resistance, then it would orbit back up through the bicep contraction, and round it goes as you do your set. And this way you're working a balance between the contraction and the release in the body, keeping the bone very quiet. And I call this the equipoise, the quiet space in the middle of movement. And that's what transforms a traditional strength training workout into an active meditation. You're always looking for the quiet place in the middle, which is the bone, between the contraction and the release. So the joints are just going along with this. It's not, it does, if you think about just the movement that your body's making and not the movement that your energy is making, it's hard mm-hmm. to really find the balance in the muscles.
And also, too, I think that once you start perfecting the dance, so to speak, of the movement and the motion and the energy of your body, you really have a substantial decrease in injuries, of downtime, of pressure, and almost, you know, as we said before, you know, creating more resistance, because you truly are in alignment of not only the movement and the motion, but also of everything around you. So in other words, you don't keep trying to put more pressure on yourself to overexceed something, to make something go in a certain way. You are easing and working with all as a unit versus being able to say, this is what I command, don't you think?
Yeah, and I think also when you bump into pain, it's your body saying, you know, you're crossing a limitation. It's not your body saying you're a weakling, like...
Right.
It's like the body.
Oh, that old push through thing.
No judgment.
So
our minds put a whole lot of judgments on things.
Right.
And so if your body's saying, you know what, this is just too much weight for this particular exercise, so, you know, either you're not doing the exercise in a balanced way or correctly, or
right.
just like drop the weight. It's not what difference does it make? What
right.
you're trying to do is connect to you.
Don't you think also, too, sometimes when you hit up on that pain wall, it's sort of like saying, I told you I can't fit through that door. We're going to go around the other way. So, in other words, sometimes it encourages you to say, if you keep shoving me through this process, there may be damage. Perhaps maybe we can look at it from another angle, and then we can accomplish the same thing.
Absolutely.
Isn't that definitely true about body logos?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I would say even in traditional strength training, you can always hit a muscle from another direction. We are three-dimensional beings, so you always have that option. But with body logos, I think they're really, even within a single exercise, there are so many things you're looking at. There's the emotional component of that muscle. There is the alignment of your bones. There
right.
is the release in the muscles as well as the contraction in the muscle. There's just a lot of things to look at within a single idea that it really becomes a self-exploration, and you figure out how, you know, what your body is. You know, any time your body's crying, it's like you're up against, I call pain like your wisdom crying. It's like,
right.
listen to me. I'm trying to tell you something.
Absolutely. You know, and also to the idea of, let's say you perfected the process where you are today, and you're doing just great and going along your merry way, and then you say, something just isn't up. Something is not correct here, or maybe it's saying, ooh, the wind has shifted. It's sort of like, you know, when you always like to go out in the sun and one day it's raining. If you can notice that subtle shift in your energy, in the world around you, in your body frame, whatever's going on, that's when you'll also, too, be able to create something different, and then you're on another path, yes?
Yes, yes, yep. And again, this is all about being in feel as opposed to being in think.
Yeah. it's almost like you need to put this box out at the gym door that says, I must, I have to, and you want everybody to write it down and throw it in the can because you can't bring it in with you.
Right, exactly. But yeah. It's really, that all goes against what's actually happening.
Correct, right. Yeah, and it's sort of like, well, just how hard do you want to keep pushing, right?
Mm-hmm. And I'm certainly not against working hard in the gym if that's what pleases you, but it is not the requirement to be strong.
Right, but it's also, too, your body isn't saying, you know, here's what I expect out of you. Your body is saying, how would you like to engage with me? Mm-hmm. Two totally different concepts, yes?
That's right. Yep. And the other thing about what I'm doing, my work, is that I believe you can access your strength just through your posture. You don't even have to go to the gym to access the strength you already have. Mm-hmm. And so Body Logos is a lifestyle posture. It's a strength training practice. And it's a self-analysis system that changes the way you feel physically and emotionally so that you can stand in your strength.
Right. It's truly about being able to bring everything into focus. You know, I was speaking the other day with a cardiologist, and he says, oh, but I only work on the beat of the heart. That's all I work on. And I said, so that clot that's created in your toe, you don't care about it until it hits the side of the wall of your heart and you get an irregular beat because the valve doesn't work. He says, yeah, that's correct. And I'm going, oh, okay then. You know, and because we've dissected ourselves out so much, it's almost as if we're misconstrued in actually what the body and how it works and it functions and it feels and it speaks. We don't even know what that is anymore. And I think sometimes when you start to learn the dialogue, it will seem like more and more things in your life will start to flow with this same dialogue, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, if you think about your body as a feeling organ and your mind as a thinking organ, you recognize that the body is able to reason through information, memorize things, remember stories, but it's your body that actually feels what happened in that story, can access the emotions that you felt at your sister's wedding, can be compassionate, empathetic, sympathetic, can access all of these human relationship feelings. That's all body. That's not mind. That's
right.
All body. So if you want to improve interpersonal relationships in the workplace, posture is actually a really important thing. Because if you're collapsed and crunched over your computer, you are not accessing your body. You're only accessing the information from the computer grid into your mind, or your brain. It is not actually, you're not able to really access what's happening in the feeling senses of your body. And that's where human relationships take place, in that arena. So it's really... posture is a very, very important thing, and it's not just about looking better. It's about being. Eckhart Tolle says it really beautifully. You know, he distinguishes between being and doing. Being in the now, this moment. Doing, having a timeline. It's more of a horizontal line that has a past, present, and future. And so in Body Logos, what that would mean is your bones are in the now, while your muscles are in the doing, in the, you know, as opposed to the being. The bones are the being, the muscles are the doing. And if you can just use both at the same time, you find this beautiful, beautiful balance where you're very conscious of what's happening when it's happening. And so you can respond to life rather than react to life or react to your old story. You can evolve and create into a new story. You really do have the ability to change your story.
What about, in closing, Tammy, we also can look at the body, its function, its engagement, and its performance along the decades of life. Because sometimes people will say, oh, well, I can't do that anymore, and then they quit, versus saying, I can adjust where I am today, as maybe I am declining in some areas, I'm a little stronger in others, or maybe this is just what it will be and I will continue to follow it. Don't you think we resist it or we quit too early?
Very often, some people do. I've got clients who are in their 80s and they're still getting up and down off the floor. So, you know, it's pretty amazing what you can do if you just keep moving. But you got to keep moving. And I would say, as opposed to you sort of learn, you know, that you start to decelerate, in some places, yeah, okay, so maybe your meniscus is starting to wear out in your knees, you know. And so there's certain things that aren't ideal for you to do for your knees, but you're actually stronger someplace else.
Right.
So it's interesting, you know, when you look at the mind, body, spirit as a whole, you can see how it's just that it changes. It doesn't, you're not becoming less because you're a senior. It's just changing, and your strength lies in one place over another. But if you only dissect, like you said, that doctor just looks at the beat of the heart. He's dissecting it into a singular thing. And, you know, mechanics do have to do that. You know, they do have to know exactly how one little spot works. But I think to really be able to train and evolve as a human being, and wellness versus specialized medicine is the overview of mind, body, spirit, so that you don't just see decline, but you see change, simply change. Some places are stronger, some places get weaker, but it's always changing.
It sure makes a very big difference, you know, at the way we look at self, the way we create self, and how our world is shifting around us. So, Tammy, I think that, you know, what we've done today is we've really talked about how we can continue to have strength and how that may evolve over, you know, our decades of our life. Because also, too, sometimes when you're a child and you're out playing and everything and you're doing great, you don't have to think about the gym or exercising. You're already in the engagement, you know. Or when you're picking up your children all the time and working with them and, you know, going here and there and having children in the first place, you know, that's another time where you're already in the engagement. So what we're really talking about is how to continue to see yourself each and every day and be able to bring your body into purpose. Yes?
Yeah. Yeah. I think you just said it so clearly that when children are at play, they don't have to think about any of this. If we can keep ourselves as adults in play, whether you're at work, taking care of your children, or wherever, but keep life around about play.
Yes, it's totally different other than pushing against, yes?
Yep.
Absolutely. Well, Tammy, can you share with the listeners how to find out more information about your work? That would be wonderful.
Sure. They can go to bodylogos.com, which is bodylogos.com. And on that homepage, there's a surrender tension in 8 minutes video that is free. And they can sign up for that. It'll show up in their email box, and try it out. It's a sample of one of the videos that is part of my book. My book is a manual that has 15 3D video tutorials that come with it. So it's quite a lot of information. So that the videos are really there to help you see how energy moves through you and around you as you do various things. And so it's really helpful. The 3D element is really quite evolutionary. And so I'm very, very excited about that. So like, go download the video and check it out and see how you can start to work with releasing the tension so you can step into the strength you already have.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Tammy. It really gives us something else to be able to share, to look at your book, The Art of Strength. And I think when you start to read it, you say, you know what, I'm going to take my time and work through this. This is not something you do overnight, yes?
Correct. It's. I really think that I'm actually coming out with this year an online training that brings you through the material so that it's not just the information that you need to have a mind-body strength training workout practice, but to actually bring it into your life so it becomes your lifestyle. And so I'm creating this program to really help people do that, because it is a step-by-step process. It's a new way of thinking, as you've been saying throughout this interview. And you need to, like, practice.
It definitely is about having someone else to dance with also, because a lot of times your cohorts might be stuck in a paradigm that might not be where you want to be. And you really do need this interaction, you know, with others to be able to say, I tried this. What about that? And how can I fix this? This isn't working, or it is. And so I think that's what you provide. Yes.
Add this, that I live and work in New York City. So if there any of your listeners are living in New York City or passing through New York City, I do personal training here. So they can always contact me through the website.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Tammy. It was such a pleasure to have you with us.
And so nice to talk with you.
Thank you. If you'd like to find out more information about Tammy Weiss, again, her book is The Art of Strength, Sculpt the Body, Train the Mind, The Body Logos Practice. Please do click on the link on the bottom of today's show page and go directly to her website for more information. And it is about being able to say, this body we are given, how can we learn to dance with it, create some energy, learn how to flow in all the magic and mystery, instead of saying, I'm broken, fix me, and walk away, and just continue to be disconnected from our source energy. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and until tomorrow, have a great day.
Today we discussed many life-changing concepts. Who do you turn to, and how do you know what is best when faced with a health crisis? Dr. Jeanette is a patient advocate. She listens to the patient, the doctors, and the family, clarifies the health issues and concerns, then helps the patient make the best choices going forward. If you would like help implementing change into your life and health, we can talk and see where you are stuck and how to improve the quality of your life. Check the link on the bottom of today's show page or visit Dr. Jeanette Gallagher.com to schedule a phone appointment today.